is the Stevenage Community Trust, and Robert Stewart is the president of the trust and joins me right now. Good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I am fine and dandy. Welcome to Stevenage.
Well, it's my hometown.
Yeah.
So I'm welcoming you to Stevenage.
It's all right, isn't it? It's lovely.
It's the best town in the country.
Well, it's all right. It's all right. No, it's lovely. I must admit, we came last week. We had such a lovely time, lovely people. And there is a positivity about the place. Normally, when you go to places, you struggle to find people who are positive about where they are. There's a lot of negativity, and you know, okay, we've got all the negative, now we need to find some positive. Completely role reversal here in Stevenage. When we went out, everybody was like, yeah, it's exciting times, it's going to be some good, it's good, it's not as concrete as you think. If you look a bit harder, you'll find some lovely places. And they're very excited about the future for Stevenage. Are you?
Very. Yes, I mean, look, Stevenage is a fantastic place. People forget that we've got a high street that's over 500 years old. Yeah, my school was 500 years old. We're the first new town in the country. My good friend, Simon, mad cyclist, came to Stevenage, absolutely fell in love with the cycle paths. Those cycle paths have been there since the 40s.
Yeah. I mean, you were ahead of the time on the cycle paths.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you say cycle paths, right, because I didn't know that until today. I thought Milton Keynes was the first one to have the cycle pass.
No. We're first for everything. I think we've got first town to have a Formula One champion, aren't we? I think we must be.
Yeah.
So certainly a multiple winner. What else are we first for? Stevenage Community Trust? If we're not first, we're right up there.
Okay.
One of the very first community trusts established in the United Kingdom, for sure.
You've been around since the 1990s, haven't you?
Since 1990. It's our 35th anniversary year.
And do you think the Stevenage community and their needs have shifted over the years?
No, I don't actually.
No.
I think we serve a need, not a want. As a charity, we are completely unique because we almost have a zero cost base.
Oh,
so our cost base in terms of overhead structure, offices is zero. We have two part-time fantastic ladies that work for the charity, but we have a small endowment, and what that throws off every year almost covers their salary. So when we gift £150 Christmas gift vouchers to those families in need, the whole £150 that's donated by somebody choosing to support the charity goes out to that family in need.
That's amazing.
Christmas. It is amazing.
And that's very rare, isn't it?
Because it's extremely rare, which is why I'm still involved with it after 35 years.
Tell us about the range of support that you provide.
It's so diverse, and it could be a last-minute bus ticket for somebody trying to get to a hospital. We're able to react and pivot instantly. The two ladies, Sam and Verity, that run the trust on a day-to-day basis, they're empowered to make decisions. Of course, larger grants. We have a proper grants committee. We have a chair, Jeanette. Thank you, Jeanette, if you're listening. She's been working alongside me for many years. And our tentacles cross all over the town, and not just the town, but the surrounding villages as well. So we serve any need. It could be the Stevenage Cricket Club. We could be supporting them for something they're doing there. It could be a local scout organisation. It literally any small organisation, small charity or individual that we deem there's a need, not a want, we will serve.
And how can those people find out about you and get in touch with you?
Well, go to our website is the obvious thing to do, Stevenage Community Trust. We're based in Stewart House, the back of the High Street. We've got 35 events coming up this year. The chair of the trust, a brilliant new chair, Sharon Brown, has persuaded me the day before my 60th birthday, I'm completely out of shape, Andy, to run a half marathon. It gets worse than that.
What?
They're dressing me up in some Stevenage Community Trust mascot outfit, yet to be determined. Other trustees are going to determine what it looks like. So if you see some rather ridiculous looking character running around London the day before their 60th birthday, that'll be me.
You've done no training for it at all?
No, I'm going to start tomorrow.
Man, what could possibly go wrong?
Let's not think about that.
I know you touched on it there a little bit, but looking forward, what are you looking forward to over the next couple of weeks and months? What's on the horizon?
Well, this is a really special year. As our 35th anniversary year, we have to raise a record amount. We have to give away a record amount. It was interesting. We had a meeting last night, and Sharon, our chair, and Steve McQueen, our vice chair, were trying to determine what that target was. It ranged from 135,000 for us to raise and give away to 350,000. So that's for them to determine. determine, but the minimum we're going to deliver is 135,000 this year. Wow. As long as it's a record amount, which that's the typically we raise more than 100,000 and we gift the same amount back into the community every single year.
It's obvious, Robert, that you are passionate about Stephen.
I am.
And that's great, and we need people like you in all of our towns. If you could change anything, if you could tweak it in any way, is there anything you would do?
Well, aside from the Stevens Community Trust, I set a small charity up called Uniqueness 21 years ago, and that was to inspire our state school students here. But I still believe that Stevenage students have a spirit, they have a character, and they have a determination. But all of us as business leaders within the community, we have a responsibility to inspire and motivate those young individuals, whatever their dreams are. And it's not always university. I didn't go to university. I left school at 16, no qualifications. You know, I was just determined to set my own business up at 23. And I try and share that story with as many youngsters as I can. But I think going back to the trust, that's where the trust integrates itself so well, because we are so dependent on SMEs to support us. In the early days, when we founded the trust in 1990, of course we had Glaxo and British Aerospace. They were our founding members. Sadly, my company, Stevenage Packaging, is the last founding member left from 35 years ago. And we, I say huge thanks, by the way, to all of the SMEs that are listening. It's the medium, the small businesses, the family businesses. They're the ones that are the backbone of where our income comes from.
As you mentioned there, and everybody has a part to play. And I'm talking to the councillor earlier on in the show, Richard, about, you know, well, we're going to move the indoor market and we're going to give them there. That means we can then give that space to the students that will bring them into the town, which will then make them spend the money with it. It's a jigsaw. And as long as, and it looks like, and it feels like, the jigsaw is being built here in Stevenage in a correct manner. And it looks like it's all going to fall into place. And the next few years could be really exciting for Stevenage.
Well, I think we're already the largest life science centre in Europe. People forget that, you know, Mars Rover was built here in Stevenage.
We got that coming up in the next hour when we went there, and that place blew me away. We were given a terrific tour, and we actually went on Mars, you know, their Mars, and it was brilliant. And we're playing that in the next hour, so it's an amazing venue. That
there are so many amazing things about Stevenage. I was actually on the phone last night to Roland Butcher. Roland is the first black guy ever to play cricket for England. And people, he played for Stevenage age 13 on King George V playing field. You know, somebody sent him home to grab a white shirt. He was just watching on the side of the pitch, watching the third team, and ended up playing for the first team. He ended up playing for Middlesex, ended up playing for England. What a great story. He's now a West Indies test selector living back home in Barbados.
But it all started in Stevenage.
Listen,
Robert, honestly, like I said, we need people like you in all of our towns, and the people that work with you as well in the trust. Once again, if people want to find out, maybe they need some help from you, maybe they want to offer some help, both physically and financially, where do they go to find out?
They can donate by going to the Stevenage Community Trust website. It's very easy to donate. Bank details, name and address for gift aid, I expect. And of course, what we're looking for is people that they do have a need. And the same route, go through the website. There's a phone number there. Contact Sam or contact Verity. They'll be only too pleased to hear from you, and we will do everything we can to help you.
Robert, I appreciate your time, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Andy.
That's Robert Stewart there, who is the president of the Stevenage Community Trust. Now, if you want to get in touch, 81333, start your message with 3CR. There's a nice group of people there. Say hello, everybody. Some of them are right. There's a few weirdos. All right, Trace. So,